Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
NineDaySetters.com, NineDaySetters.com. That's my man Chip Wiggins out at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. And I've had them all. I've gotten shades. I've gotten plantation shutters in my old house. And I am glad I did, because not only does it add value to your home, right? It adds value to your life, because at the end of the day, it's called a living room for a reason. You're going to be in that room. You're going to be living in that room, spending a lot of time. So why not make it look nice? I mean, the shade I've got in my house now that my man Chip Wiggins put in, people come over to see it. It's Alexa controlled. So I just say, Alexa, open the shade. Alexa, close the shade. It does it. It's unbelievable. It's a fun party trick when you can't have parties again someday. So anyway, Affordable Blinds and Shutters, 9dayshutters.com is the website. My man Chip Wiggins is going to get you hooked up. And again, it's 9dayshutters.com and not 21-day shutters or 31-day shutters, because that's how quickly he can turn it around. It's everything is made right here in Memphis, right here in the United States of America. You're not waiting on the imports from China, right here in Memphis. Give him a call, 901-753-5822. Chip Wiggins will get you hooked up. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so it's decision day. It's decision day for one Sky Clark, as you know, one of my favorite players in the entire world. The fact of the matter is, I see a stud when I watch him play. I've been bullish on several guys in high school. But I'm gonna put him in the category of like Chioza in terms of my enthusiasm. I was very enthusiastic about Chris Chioza as a high school prospect, because I just felt like he had it right. And that didn't mean professionally, even though he is a professional now. That man was in the
bubble. Bonafide professional.
Yeah, and I don't think he played against the Portland Trailblazers in that final game of the bubble of the regular season. But had he played, that might have been a different outcome. I mean, that was a close game. They could have. If Chioza was playing, the Grizzlies might have not had to play in the play-in game.
He's been fantastic.
But Scott Clark. Sky Clark is a guy who I am equally as enthusiastic about, and potentially higher level too, right? Like, I mean, Sky Clark is a five-star guard, got pro potential.
We think so. 6'3".
Yeah. He is making a decision today on his college destination. He's considering Kentucky. He's considering UCLA, Memphis, North Carolina. The truth of the matter is that this is probably a Kentucky-bound decision. By Sky Clark.
They've been getting a lot of good news lately.
Now, here's what I will say. He is not the typical I saw him in July, right?
Mm-hmm. You loved him. You came in here slobbing on him.
Loved him.
Yeah.
And we had him on the show. Like he's
a great kid.
Super impressive
right.
kid.
All the way around.
That said, he is different than what Kentucky typically recruits at guard in that he is not going to overwhelm you with speed. He is not going to overwhelm you with athleticism. He is not, you know, the best athlete. I'm not saying he's unathletic, but, like, his game is predicated more on sort of decision-making, ability to pass, vision, awareness, sense of where he is relative to where other guys are on the court, and really a maturity that you just can't teach when it's, okay, do I need to score and take matters into my own hands here, or do I need to find the open man? I mean, the one thing I was most impressed with him by him was in a pickup game, which is what he was playing in, you know, J.D. Davison took 50 shots. Right, because that's what you do in a pickup game. You just want to showcase how great you are. You're the best player on the court. You so feel, and you're going to take 50 shots. Scott Clark didn't care about that. Like, he was setting guys up, man. Like, that's what the great ones do. They don't care about scoring necessarily all the time. They just want to make the right play. And the idea that he was doing that in a glorified pickup game was just incredible to me. He's probably most likely going to Kentucky. Now, as of yesterday, Memphis had not been told officially that they were out, although – listen, I just think this one is bound for Kentucky. And I also do expect him, as we've talked about before, he's currently 2022. He will probably reclassify into 2021. I just don't see a reason why you would announce so early just to stay in the class of 2022. So I think this is going to Kentucky's way for Memphis. Listen, we know the score at Memphis. They wanted him because Penny saw what we all saw, right? Which is that this kid is a winner. He's got a high IQ. Like, he's going to be a great point guard, man. He just is. But Memphis has Boogie on the roster still. They've got Lester on the roster still. They've got Damian Ball on the roster still. They've got Alo on the roster still. And they've got guys committed in 21. The fact of the matter is you don't know who and who you're not going to have, right? Yes, maybe some one or two will transfer, maybe one will go to the NBA, but the reality of the situation is you still have plenty on the roster to where it wasn't like Sky Clark or bust is kind of just what I'm getting at. If they got him, he would probably – I mean, he would be the best guard on the roster, you know. But it's
yeah, all that's it. With everything that you've got, he said Memphis tonight, you jump on, you take him all day long.
Oh, 100%. I don't want to frame it as though Memphis doesn't need Sky Clark. Any program needs Sky Clark. All I'm saying is that they can absorb the blow and they'll be fine, right? Like, it's not a situation where if they don't get Sky Clark to shut the program down, they missed on a James Wiseman. That's just not the situation here.
It depends. Was Memphis fine taking Pookie Powell instead of Chris Chioza, your man?
Well, that was a mistake. I mean, that was just a mistake.
And did they end up fine?
No. Actually, they did.
Now, we could go back and forth. It probably wouldn't be much of a back and forth at that one.
Yes, it wasn't.
Right, changes your trajectory.
But it might have. I mean, Chris Chioza is the
was
assist
a four
leader.
Year down there, assist leader at Florida. Yes, sir. And would have solidified some things.
Yes. So
for
and
a
they
while
and point guard was what they because they had to bring in Ricky Tarrant and he wasn't a real point guard and you never really had one and you know
just playing a little devil's advocate for you.
No, I mean I listen. I think
since we're in debate mode,
it's possible. Not altogether likely, but it's possible that Josh would have stayed at Memphis a little bit longer had he had a point guard like Chioza established, solid in his program.
Was just to get the ball to other guys.
I mean, I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but I think when you have a point guard you can trust out there, especially in college basketball, then it just solves a lot of problems. It just does. And I think Memphis, they're trying to figure out who that guy is, but there is that guy on the roster. You know what I mean? Even if it's Alo. Penny knows he can roll him out there, and he's not going to mess things up. Is he going to score 12, 14, 16 points a game? No. Is he going to engineer the offense? Does he know how to, you know, make the right reads? And is he so sort of some stability? Absolutely.
That's interesting. Did Josh ever have a pure point guard? Side note, side question.
No.
Like an Alex Lomax?
No.
Like a Chris Chioza?
No.
He never really had that.
I mean, he had.
Did he?
No.
Am I leaving anybody out?
Because, I mean, he would play Chris Crawford on the ball, but Chris was not a point guard. You know, I mean, right. He needed to catch. He was a catch and shoot
guy.
The
big guard who could play the point. He was
Joe
a point
was
guard.
A guy he tried to turn into a pure point guard, but we know he was not. I mean, Antonio Bard. Antonio Bard was not a point guard. He was just a point. He was a shooting guard in a point guard's body.
Pookie Powell was not that.
Yeah, and
not a pure point guard.
Kedron,
I have no clue.
And you can't say you just phased them out and that they don't matter because Alex Lomax is that.
Yeah.
And you saw the value of him having a guy like him around last year. Legend assist, played 24 minutes a game, doing it off the bench.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me that that position, pure point guards, don't exist anymore.
Absolutely.
In basketball, because they do.
Yeah.
And they can be beneficial and valuable. I don't think Josh ever had one.
I don't think he did. And, I mean, Chioza would have been that. Now, I don't know how many he recruited either. I mean,
right, he recruited point guard. Right. He was on his, your scoring guard's going to be a scorer.
Yeah, no.
He was always trying to fit a guy into that box that maybe necessarily didn't fit either.
You know, sometimes you do just have to find that guy out there who is not exactly concerned or worried about scoring the ball. Now, Sky's
going
to
score. Take the ego out of it.
Like,
you know,
I don't want
other guys.
Exactly. I don't want to make it sound like Sky Clark is going to be like this 6 points a game and eight assists. Like,
No.
Like, he's going to score the ball a lot. But my point is, like, he's just happy. You know what I mean? He's a coachable kid. He's just happy to just set guys up and make the right play. But the thing with Memphis is that, yes, you'd like to get a five-star guard in here, of course, but it's not the difference between, you know, the program being at a high level or not. I mean, they have the number three recruiting class in 2021. They've still got so much on the roster. That's the other complicated thing about it is, like, again, you take him and you figure out the rest later, but you're not sitting there, you know, devastated that you don't get Sky Clark. So – I also think Scott Clark would look, to be quite honest with you, he's got Kentucky, North Carolina, UCLA, and Memphis. Mm-hmm. I think the best fit for the kid is North Carolina, in my opinion. Like, I think he is a North Carolina guard. I just think he would go to Carolina and they would just win a ton of games. And Roy's had guys like him in the past. You know, Joe Barry kind of sort of reminds me a little bit of Joe Barry. You know, maybe there's a little Cole Anthony to him, right? You know, I think they're more used to having sort of, because Sky is 6'3", but he's built sort of, he's got a stocky build to him. You know what I mean? Like, when I think Kentucky guards, I think John Wall. You know, I think about, I think about Brandon Knight. I just think about the sort of long, lanky, you know, explosive, get to the rim types of guards. And that's, Sky can get to the rim, but it's just a different type of game. But he's likely going to commit to the University of Kentucky. It's a good get for them. And I said before, I said within 5 minutes of watching this kid, he's going to win a championship where he goes. I believe that. I mean, I absolutely believe that. And by the way, I mean, Kentucky, you're going to have a chance to win a championship pretty much every single year because of what they bring in. So anyway, five-star guard Sky Clark out of there out of Nashville now. At Brentwood, he's making his decision later today, likely going to be for the University of Kentucky.
Next story.
Interesting story on early voting over at the Daily Memphian, who's been keeping track of this. CA's been doing that as well. But Bill Dree's a guy who's broken the numbers down, one who's been doing this a very long time. Early reading from a story over at the Daily Memphian, early voting in advance of the November 3rd election, obviously, in Shelby County, is expected to crack 200,000, the 200,000 mark by today, basically, by the end of today. Thursday marks 1 week to the end of an early voting period. Obviously lasts for 2 weeks, no voting on Sundays, and it's outpaced turnout to this point. John's giving you a couple updates on this. I'm kind of picking up the baton here because tonight, I believe, is going to be my night. Outpacing turnout to this point in the 2008, 2012, and 2016 presidential general elections locally. Now, it's slowed down quite a bit here since the weekend. I think you did yours over the weekend, right?
Saturday, yep.
You did yours on a Saturday, and it slowed down quite a bit, and yet you're still talking about record turnout. Here's the part I found really interesting. Just I'm curious at what you think. The largest group of new voters, you remember the other day we were talking about how, I think it was you talking about your experience, how you looked around, and maybe it was something else, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a bunch of young folks.
Yeah.
Right? And I talked about how, well, when you looked around at the protests, that's what it was, and how young people are on fire in this country, and it's part of the foundation of change. When you can get the young folks involved, that's how you can get some change. When they're inspired, right?
Yep.
To take action and get involved in our processes. That is great. And maybe from that, we think, okay, well, young people are all signing up, all this rock the vote, sign up to vote, all that stuff. They're all signing up. They want to be a part of the process. They're coming in. But the interesting part is that the largest group of new voters are voters over the age of 50.
Wow.
How about that? So it's new voters.
Wow.
So these are people who have never voted, new voters,
yep,
coming in this year,
yep,
at age 50 and over. When you look from the outside looking in, you say, "Well, no way! It's going to be the 18 to 25s who are just coming into this, and right, or maybe it's the 26 to 40s who want to get involved now, and maybe they weren't beforehand." But it's the old. It's the older generation. I almost said the old folks. Love you to death.
That's relatively shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Who have come out the most. And listen, these numbers are relatively close. I think it's a little bit over 5,600. Drees had these numbers over the Daily Memphian, are over the age of 50. But how about that? It's not just young folks that are either, right, have been moved or inspired or mad or whatever your word is that's got people getting up and go setting these numbers in record number. It's young folks, it's old folks, it's everything. But just as many old as young, in this case, more. So my plan, John, is to go this afternoon with the wife.
Oh, wow.
We're going to take Chris so he can see us actually being
part of it. Democracy in action.
This isn't some statement to him. Oh, look at your parents doing, but we didn't look for it like that.
Right. That wasn't the goal.
No, it wasn't the goal, but we think it could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, as we know, I mean, as I'm learning, you know, your kids look at you.
And, right. Yes, they do.
And it sounds like from where the numbers are right now, obviously last week you were getting 27, 30-something thousand going on. It sounds like I'm at a point, I was listening to Jeffrey this morning, where I'll be able to walk in, walk out tonight.
You could have done that on Saturday. I mean, that's the thing.
Yours was a walk in, walk out even on Saturday?
Man, it took me 6 minutes probably.
I heard Harrington was like 9 minutes. His was easy.
I heard the same segment that you heard then this morning with Jeff.
Them talking about their personal experience voting.
The one thing I will say is I don't hold it against the people who first voted because those lines in first 2 days were heavy.
That was work.
That's when I went. I went in that second or third day.
Oh, you were
day.
In lines. I mean,
it was 45 minutes. Now,
y'all put in
but
some
that
work.
Shouldn't scare off people now to your point because now, you can get through.
It's in and
easy
out. That's
peasy.
What I'm talking about.
It's
come
easy.
Down quite a bit. We're still going to, they think, set records here.
Sure.
But it's slowed down to a point where, look, if you're thinking about it and the lines are what's deterring you from going,
you can
get it. And that's the hope for me and Faith tonight. We're going to take Chris and get it done, John. So you, first-timer, can get off my back about going
time.
Out and getting it done in early voting.
The interesting thing is your first fact there, over 50.
Yeah,
they're the
ones being moved the most to get out and go vote.
Fascinating
How about
to
that?
Me. Yeah. And I guess in Memphis that says that we have not voted as a mature society enough in our city. I mean, does it not?
Well, I think, you know, listen, I can only speak for me, but there are so many, I mean, I guess you're 18 when you can start to vote, right?
Yes. Yep.
Trying to think. I turned 18 in 2009, so I've had, you know, I've only had three now elections that I could have voted in, right?
Yeah.
And I just never really was inspired before this year to do it. I don't know
it's
why that is. Like,
it's some of it's apathy and not thinking your vote is going to count.
I that's a big part of it. I think
some
a big part of it was like if I vote a certain way, right, in Tennessee, like for example, just if I vote Democrat in the state of Tennessee, it doesn't matter. That was my thinking, right? Like,
sure.
That's what I'm speaking.
You know, so I was like, so it's like if you have a dissenting vote, it's like why even cast it because you know.
But the majority of your state may not go with that.
But then you sort of have to come back and say, well, if everybody thought this way,
right,
then nobody would vote.
100%.
So you have to vote. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what side you're on, you have to vote and exercise that right. So
I won't hold it against those 5,000-plus people, but and I'm just telling you what I'm thinking. It is crazy to me that somebody went 32 years to the age of 50-plus and didn't vote.
It's
absolutely insanity.
Apathy.
But hey, here's what I will say. This is great. This
oh,
is
no,
really
it's
great that those people are.
It's the whole country. That's what I'm saying. That's the
right.
point. It's not just young folks getting out and going and doing this. The whole country's on fire right now.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, can you imagine? Like, I mean, if you're 50 years old, you know what I mean? Like, you have lived through,
goodness.
So many different issues, right? Like, you've lived through, you know, the Gulf War. You lived through the War on Terror. You lived through, you know, gay rights. You lived through 9/11, right?
Yeah.
Like, you lived through so much stuff, and you were just, not really compelled.
Or you're just at the enough is enough.
You're pissed.
Point.
Yeah.
Like, enough is enough with whether 61% of the early voters are women. Of the 88,000 women, 43% of those women are black. Most of the women, 63%, are over the age of 50. Okay. 13% or 19,000, the overall turnout, are the new voters with an average age of 55.3 years. News again.
That's great.
That you can read over at the Daily Memphian from Bill Drees.
Next story.
Interesting news yesterday after we got off the show. It's a name that I had largely put out of my mind, but Antonio Brown is eligible to return from his suspension. I believe it was an 8-game suspension. He is eligible to return after week 8. Now, the NFL would still have to reinstate him, of course, but Antonio Brown is eligible to return after week 8. And according to Adam Schefter, the Seattle Seahawks are positioned to make a push to sign him, and they're not alone. Russell Wilson worked out with Antonio Brown during the offseason. And, you know, they've been in touch with him, and they've been discussing the idea of him coming to Seattle. And, you know, obviously it makes sense. Antonio Brown, as we talked about earlier in the show, to start the show, when I was not given enough time, honestly, to talk about my answers.
Just went over.
We talked about sort of how great Antonio Brown has been in his career. I mean, fact of the matter is he is the second most valuable receiver, according to Pro Football Focus, behind only Julio Jones. I believe he has the highest WAR, which is, I believe, wins above replacement in the NFL since 2010. He is the only receiver in NFL history to have six straight seasons of 100 receptions or more. Mm. There is no denying his body of work. There is no denying what he has achieved on the football field. And if you're talking about a team that can sort of try to duplicate what the Steelers did for so long, right, with Mike Tomlin, it's probably that organization. It's probably Seattle, because you've got an MVP-level quarterback. You got a coach in Pete Carroll who has been there for a long time and who commands the respect of his locker room. And so if there is a team I think it might work on, now the Patriots, it seemed to be working on, but they had to cut bait once the sexual assault stuff came out, right? Like there was no two ways about that. Now that that apparently is figured out some way or another, or is getting figured out, and his suspension is ending, then you know he can sign with the team. Listen, they're undefeated. You add a guy like Antonio Brown, if he is on the straight and narrow, which I'll give him credit, he's been pretty quiet by Antonio Brown standards, right?
Well, he's got to know this is it. You won't get another paycheck again. You got to get on the straight and narrow pretty fast.
I think you become, I mean, with what they do offensively already, I mean, you become probably first or second in terms of Super Bowl odds, right? I mean, you're right there with Kansas City. You got to be if you got Antonio Brown, and he's still going to be productive. Like, he's a workaholic. Like, that's he is not a guy I worry about coming back in and not being the same dude.
As long as he stays out of the cryo chamber without the socks.
Exactly. Now, it's a circus. You're going to get that with him. It's a circus. But it cannot
be as much of one.
You would think.
There's no way.
He's gone through agents, he's gone through a bunch of different stuff. But if he does sort of come in knowing that this is my last shot, then he's going to have a hell of a season. And I did pick him up in fantasy.
This man picked him up. Here's the deal.
Molly
Karam had a good stat on this from a football standpoint. Seattle receivers already lead the league in touchdowns, and I think it's yards per reception.
Yep.
Like, they're doing a pretty good job already with what they've got. I get the whole theory of, well, this makes you unstoppable, right? And in a league where most of the best teams, right, it's all about putting up points, like John Clayton told us. Well, nobody's playing defense anyway. You know, we're asking them about the Tennessee Titans defense and whether it's, you know, if they can be elite with a defense that's at times this year been a little bit lackluster. His point was that, well, it's all about points this year. And it would certainly be all about points again when you add Antonio Brown. Look, Seattle's got holes defensively, and all they're doing right now is outscoring people. So he would add to that. Here's the thing. If Antonio Brown gets crazy, if he wants to bring the circus, as John puts it, to Seattle, you cut his tail immediately, because you've got such a good thing going. Here's the deal, though. Offseason, he had obviously the relationship with Russell Wilson. We saw Tom Brady was his guy there for a while, and Tom vouched for him, got him there last year, and then, as John said, you had to drop him off after the sexual assault thing. Well, now it appears that Russell Wilson stepped up to vouch for him and working out with him, and seems like he'll be the difference in sort of landing him. The weird thing, too, about this is Schefter's saying there's so many other teams that are interested, even went as far as to say it'll be an NFC team, but the only one right now that he's willing to put out there is Seattle.
Right.
So I'm curious about that. And I've got to think, too, John, Seattle's probably talked to the NFL's got a pretty good idea
that
he's going to be reinstated and eligible here very soon. So I would tell you, go ahead and do it. If it gets crazy, cut him, because you're a good situation as it is.
Right.
And you don't want, what you don't want is an Odell Beckham situation where you got a guy, a malcontent on the sideline, he's taking off his, you know, he's taking off his cleats, all that stuff. If it comes to that, you cut him.
So I will go through this really quickly,
because that offense could be super powerful.
Seahawks are the favorite. They're getting even odds to sign Antonio
Brown.
Yeah, I'm curious
some of the other teams are.
The Ravens are plus 300, but it sounds like they're going in
a different direction. They want Dez, don't they?
Dez is on their practice squad.
I just saw it come over my ESPN thing.
The Packers are plus 500. That's interesting. The Saints are plus 700. The Titans are plus 1,000. And then the Bucks are plus 1,500.
Adam seemed to indicate he was pretty sure if it ain't Seattle, it's going to be somebody in the NFC.
I think the Saints make some sense. Trying to sort of shore up that receiving core there. Michael Thomas, you know, who knows where he's at mentally. So anyway,
he's ready.
There you have it. Antonio Brown sounds like he's going to make a return to the NFL in about a week or two. Be interested to see where he lands. When we come back, we may ask Icky Woods about this. He would know a thing or two about NFL locker rooms. We'll get into Antonio Brown, that decision, what Miami has done with their quarterback situation.
How much he likes Burrow.
Yep, Burrow.
He's a lifelong Cincinnati man.
Lots to get to with Icky Woods. We'll do that on the other side. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Borat subsequent movie film releases worldwide this Friday on Amazon Prime Video. Join Kevin Cerrito for live trivia at the Summer Malco Drive-In Saturday, October 24th. Dress like Borat for your chance to win a Borat prize pack. Best costume wins. This Saturday at the Malco Summer Drive-In. Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, $650 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers?
We gossip at Gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick.
2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 to its signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you with that oil change. Doing it yourself is a great way to save some money. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And we've got even more ways to get it. Just order online with our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We live with Memphis Group of Remax experts. Our friend Jennifer Carson and the gang over there are here to help. If you're on the fence about selling your home and you're wondering, man, I can't do this. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Actually, you can, and you probably should, because inventory is low, which means you're going to get top dollar for your crib. I don't know about you, but that's always the goal for me, to get top dollar. So to do that, all you have to do is email the Live Love Memphis Group, info@livelovememphis.com, and they will hook you up.
Or you can call them, 901-410-8818, like I did, like Jane did, and thankfully she did. She had 2 homes in Oakland. Another agent let her know that the most she could get for those homes was $215,000 and would take about 2 months to get them ready to go on the market. Jennifer Carson and her team had other plans. They told Jane, look, put $8,000 into each house and we'll get you the most money possible. Both houses were listed for $245,000, so she spent a little to get a whole lot back, right? First agent didn't tell her that. That's why you need to be with someone who knows the market, who knows how to get the most for your home in this market. And I'm not just talking about Shelby County, because the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts also licensed in Mississippi. So DeSoto County, talking to you as well. Again, that number, 901-410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts, led by Jennifer Carstensen. They're at livelovememphis.com.
So I've identified Monday as John Martin Day. In our country, in our nation.
Well, wait a minute. The Bears play the Rams that day. Why would you call it Monday your day?
Because the Titans and the Steelers play on Sunday. After which, what have I called that? The great humbling of 2020.
That's the day you're going to walk in here smiling, is what you're saying. You're going to walk into work very happy, man.
Absolutely. I'm going to be seawalking in this thing, okay? And then on Sunday night, well, at least the plan was for me to be celebrating not just a Titans L and the great humbling of 2020, but also a Raiders victory
on Sunday night for the world to see over the great Tom Brady
and
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's the combination of those two games that you're hoping will make Monday so wonderful.
So I had established and I had identified Monday as John Martin Day in our nation's history. However, a wrench has been thrown into those plans because it hasn't been reported yet explicitly, but I'm starting to feel like the Sunday night game between the Raiders and the Patriots is in jeopardy.
Uh-oh.
And that is because Trent Brown, who is the starting right tackle, who we gave a lot of money to a couple of seasons ago, has tested positive for coronavirus. All right? Now, it is not widespread. There is no outbreak. There is no outbreak of the virus on the Raiders. I think they have two positive tests, right?
Hope y'all keep it that way.
And so that's where it is right now. However, here's the issue. He worked out with the entire starting offensive line on Monday.
Contact tracing.
Yes.
Right?
And the NFL's supplemental protocols explicitly state that if you are a, quote, high contact contact of high-risk contact of the person that tested positive for COVID-19, you have to isolate at minimum for 5 days, okay? So this means that if they are – and it hasn't been determined that they are yet, but we're talking about the entire starting offensive line, all right? The entire group. And the NFL is sort of working through that right now. But I'm assuming, based on CDC guidelines, they will all be determined to be high-risk contacts because they worked out with them. I'm assuming that didn't last, you know, 5 minutes, then they will be determined to be high-risk contact. And as a result of that, they have to isolate for 5 days, which would mean Monday practice, but Tuesday no practice, Wednesday no practice, Thursday no practice, Friday no practice, Saturday no practice. And then I guess you could go through a walkthrough on Sunday if you all test negative to that point, but you're not going to be able to get any practice time in if you are the Raiders starting offensive lineman.
You haven't cared about it for the Titans.
Well, they did. They got their season. They got their games postponed. So we deserve the same courtesy.
Oh, well, they had three practices in, 16 days or something.
Well, they still got a postponement, though. They still got a postponement. So we if we can't – now, if we can practice starting, you know, today, tomorrow, whatever, we get a couple practices in before Sunday, play the game. That's just part of it.
I'll tell you what. I mean, usually I'd sit here and hate on you because I don't like the Raiders. Don't like when you wear Raiders gear up in here. That said, I appreciate what you're doing in the sense that it actually looks like you're following the protocol.
Yep.
Because I looked at the Patriots situation with Stephon Gilmore. You knew he had the dinner with Cam. You knew there was some close contact there.
Yep.
And Stephon Gilmore was playing.
Yep.
After we found out that Cam was out for the Patriots, after we found out he was positive. So it looked to me
yep.
like the Patriots were cutting some corners for their top DB
yep.
and Stephon Gilmore, who we later found out was positive, right?
Correct.
Comes down with it. And so from that standpoint, I applaud y'all in some way for following the protocol and seemingly not trying to cut corners. At least that's what it looks like, at least from the report. So I'll give y'all some credit, man. You're doing what you're supposed to
do. Yeah.
And hopefully you can still play the game. Maybe you push
now,
it back.
Now, I do have a little bit of cold water to throw on you here,
maybe
though.
We get another doubleheader on Monday night.
Trent Brown was not wearing his, like, proximity device, and they were also seen not wearing masks.
Y'all cut! You can't do that!
Yep.
It's like
y'all
having
your corners on the protocol, John.
Yeah, that's
it's like
not
your
good.
Ankle bracelet being cut.
It's not good. Now this is the same situation. I mean, I got to be honest. You know, the truth of the matter is, I got on the Titans and the Raiders. You know, I get it.
Sit here and get on the Titans.
It's the identity. You want to be a renegade. You want to be a rogue. You know, that's what you do when you're a Raider. You know, you're an outlaw.
Raiders paid Trent Brown a lot of money.
Yes, we did.
Need to do your job.
He never plays. He's been hurt the whole time. So, now he's not going to play because of COVID. What a joke. Anyway,
that is 3.5-point underdogs in that game, I said.
That is the latest with the Raiders. Now,
I'm going to feast.
I want to tell you about something that's going on in my personal life.
Careful.
Is this part of my personal life, the Raiders, and whether or not they will play on Sunday night, because this would ruin the celebration and the festivities that I had planned for Monday. I had a COVID social distance parade planned. Okay.
And Brad, did you find the Titans gear that he were going to make him wear Monday when he comes in here thinking it's going to be a good day?
I think we got some in the prize closet. I'm sure Bennett has some, you know.
Does your wife have any Titans gear?
We actually both have Titans gear.
Let's get hers and make John wear that.
No chance. no chance am I going to wear a woman's clothes.
So I Stacy's gear?
I did that.
You should, for as much as, for as bad as you talk about
that. I did
you
that.
Should agree to this. You're sure.
Makes sense.
You're sure the Steelers are going to win.
I'm not wearing woman's clothes. I did that for Taco Bell. When they hired me, they gave me a woman's medium. And,
I remember.
And
you said it was the last time ever.
And
you
yeah.
said, this is the last time I'm doing this.
And you know how I knew it was a woman's shirt?
How?
Because that collar zipped up. That's how I knew.
You are really anal retentive with your clothing.
I'm not going to wear a woman's clothes. Are you going to wear a woman's clothes?
What I've done a lot of things in my career,
again,
John.
Again, what is wearing Brad's Titan shirt?
And what does that do?
That's not really paying the debt.
Well, Bennett would
right,
even,
for as much for high as bad as you've talked about
Bennett,
him.
Bennett
and as sure as you are that
and
the Steelers going to win this
pay
game.
Out. He was supposed to wear the Derek Carr jersey. He didn't do it. Mm. He was supposed to pay me $20 when the NBA restarted the season. He didn't do it. You know, so I am
well,
not
just because Bennett doesn't follow through doesn't mean you should be there. You should be
I pay my debts. But
why
like,
is Bennett so lackadaisical about paying off his debts?
I you know,
once he loses, he goes into Eeyore mode.
He is a bit of an Eeyore on that stuff. Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, I didn't realize he hadn't come through on so many.
I'll wear a Titans hat.
That's discouraging.
I'm not wearing a woman's clothes. I'm not wearing women's clothes. I mean, that is insane. However,
you have to drive Jason's car for a day.
Got to be something to lose here, man.
Yeah, well, a Titans hat on my head, that is a lot to lose for me.
So we get, a picture of it. And
there's
you're
nothing
sitting
big
there. You're sitting there with a frown with a Titans hat on.
I'll change my Twitter profile picture to a Titans logo for a week. How's that?
Okay.
Now you're
all right, now we're talking about something.
I'll get you some more followers with that.
I like that one.
Now, what if the Steelers win? Will you change your profile picture to a Steelers logo for a week?
I've become very certain that the Titans are going to win this game.
So will you do that?
I think this
they're
is
actually
fine.
Favored now, according to Vegas,
Titans
I believe. They're actually a point favorite. They're
so
actually one
will
point
you
favorite.
Change your profile picture to a Steelers logo or Mike Tomlin if they if the no Mike Tomlin that's what it is.
I've had me on this horse as my logo for a long time.
Yeah, that's
you
been
can,
up there for a while.
You can put it back, man. Don't lose the picture. But will you change it to Mike Tomlin for a week if the Steelers win?
Because you want him for Coach of the Year, so it would kind of go along.
Yes.
With, okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
This is better.
I like
Mike
this.
Mike Tomlin.
I call him my coach.
And I'll put whatever Titans picture you want me to put. How's that? You can choose the Titans picture.
Yeah, it's going to be a picture of Tannehill.
You can do whatever
oh my
you
goodness.
Want. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
But that's a fair bet. That's a fair bet for sure.
No, I think it should be Gostkowski.
It could be Gostkowski. It could be anybody y'all want.
Steven. Like, you know.
Yeah, the guy he cut.
The
You're
guy
right.
you
that's,
waxed.
That's even better.
Yes. But let me tell you what's going on in my personal life because I'm learning this. I'm learning this as I go, which is that, you know, my wife's about 16, 17 weeks pregnant, right?
Yes.
So we got a little ways to go. But prior to last night, everything was great.
It's going smooth.
Hunky-dory. Oh.
Buckle up, camper.
Really the
you haven't told me
the
about
beauty
this.
Of pregnancy and expecting and motherhood and parenthood. It was just bliss. Mm-hmm. And we took the pictures and, you know, she's starting to show a little bit, a little baby bump. You
it's
know.
Cute at first,
absolutely.
Oh, it's all peaches and roses.
Everything was fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's sleeping on her left side. She's got the maternity pillow.
I heard you telling Jeff how committed she is to the left side.
Yeah.
I love her for that.
Well, I can officially say that Wednesday, October the 21st, was the day that Ish hit the fan in the pregnancy.
You're going to learn.
The road just got bumpy, ladies and gentlemen, because she got home from work and, you know, she's generally a pretty happy camper, but she started to sit laying on the couch and she immediately took her pants off. And I said,
I'm not like this.
You need to
going.
Be careful here,
I
John.
Said, Sam, this
she may
is,
not want you to tell this story.
It's real. And she knows that. And she understands that. I said, Sam, this is how we got here in the first place. You know?
Oh, my.
You know?
Oh, boy.
That's a good line
I'm
there,
I'm funny
John.
When it comes to this stuff.
Dude, he keeps it funny even in the house.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Just to keep it light.
John. You got to do better.
And
that's not what she wanted, was it?
And she said nothing.
No.
She was actually frustrated. She said, none of these pants fit me anymore.
Honestly,
and I said, okay, honey, well, we'll get you some new pants.
I can relate.
You know,
I heard this. I'm not going to say specifics.
We'll get you some new pants. All right, so she's sitting on the couch. She has no pants on. Mm. And I'm about to actually go play basketball. I play basketball every Wednesday with my younger brother. He rents out a gym, and we play basketball. And I'm about to leave. And I look back in the hall, and I'm like, all right, honey, I'll see you later. And she's crying. And I'm like, what have I done? What did I do, right? What has happened? Why are you crying? And she says, my ice box in my lunch box exploded, and I think I've ingested poison. I said, Sam, you're going to be fine. You didn't eat poison. I said, did you taste anything funny? She's like, no. And I was like, well, when do you know when the icebox exploded? She said, I don't know when.
Says something that keeps the food in the lunchbox cold.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like one of these
frozen things.
Yeah. I have one in my lunchbox.
Right.
It apparently has exploded.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And she believes that she has ingested poison as a result. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming they would not put something in there that would be fatal.
No, I think you should not ingest the stuff inside of this igloo.
Well, it has that warning on it.
You don't drink the stuff in there.
I don't think she drank it, right? I don't think she drank it, but I think there's also probably, like, there's a safety sort of efficacy sort of, you know, threshold.
If there's leakage.
Yeah, like, you'll probably make it.
Yeah.
But she was on the couch, and she was crying because of the icebox, and then she was crying because none of her pants fit, and she was crying because she is uncomfortable.
Yep.
And it hit me. Like, this is how it's going to be for the next 6 months.
No, it's going to get worse. She's just not growing out of
her
pants.
Oh, it's early. He's exactly right, John.
She's got to buy a whole new set of clothes.
Yeah.
Because how big she's getting. And I say that in the most beautiful way ever.
It's so beautiful. You are so beautiful.
Remember when Demi, what magazine was it that she posed?
Oh, yeah, where she's naked. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Vanity, maybe,
I think it's Vanity Fair. I believe you're right.
To make it a beautiful, unfortunately for me, it never got beautiful. Because sometimes, I don't know if you've noticed, John, but sometimes innies will turn to outies during pregnancy.
Heard that.
I don't know about y'all, but outies turn me off. And so that may be something you have to deal with a little bit later on. But the point is here, John, you're going to see her... when it comes to that crying, you're going to see more of that. You're going to have new clothes coming all the way in because she's going
to
need them.
I didn't know what to say.
This is just reality.
Because, like, half of me wants to laugh. Like,
no.
Of course.
No.
It's never like you're over here.
No.
But I didn't.
Because then she thinks you're taking it lightly.
You
can't do that.
I did not laugh.
And to Jason's point, this is something, and I want to be very careful here, that doesn't end when the child arrives sometimes.
Right.
Follow?
Right, right. Yeah, no, I sympathize, right? Because your hormones are going crazy. You have an entire human being gestating sort of in your stomach. I get it. So I did not want to be insensitive to her, what she felt like needs. And so I told her, honey.
You're going to be going out on pickle runs, ice cream runs.
We're get you some.
You got to go to Red Lobster runs.
Started,
you'll go.
We're going to get you some pants that fit, okay? Don't worry. We'll get you some pants. I said, don't get on Google, okay? Because you don't need to get on there and WebMD, and all of a sudden now you have, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Now, tell her to keep the pants, though, because she's going to be so happy. It's going to be such a joyful moment.
Yes.
Once she's had the baby, once she can get back into those pants. It's going to be great for her.
Yes.
So make sure you tell her that, too. We'll get you, keep those pants, because, baby, we're going to get you right back to that. Going to be the snapback.
Exactly. That's why she wanted to have the baby at the time she did, because she wanted a chance to bounce back physically.
I think we all, most of us men, most of us fathers certainly can all relate to what you're just now starting to experience.
Was there a moment?
Because it's all pretty and fun and, oh, it's cute.
The gender reveal, you know what I mean?
It's so great. Humans making babies.
Yep.
Did y'all have a gender reveal, Jason?
Hail to the no.
We were both before that, John.
She revealed it to me.
Right. Right. Oh, she revealed it to you.
Yeah.
How did she
do it? Not like a group of folks.
Right.
Me too.
So I wouldn't be caught.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then people trying to determine whether or not I'm happy or I'm sad.
Yes.
Like with you, brother. But I realize the younger generation more prefers those.
It was not my production. It was.
Well, and that's the right thing because you handed it all off to her and said, let's just do it your way, honey. You're learning.
Yes.
You're learning.
That's exactly right.
And it was her. It was an excuse for her to get her family in from New York.
I'm just giving you a little bit of grief. My reveal was a reveal to Jace, to Smoove. I'm going to sit in your lap, tell you what you're having.
Was there a
what
moment?
What we're having.
Was there a moment that you remember, an explosion in your pregnancy at all?
An explosion?
Yeah, was there a hormonal moment?
We'll get to that.
I have somebody special that you can ask about gender reveals. I don't know how to segue this. Ladies and gentlemen, Icky Woods on the Jason and John Show.
Icky, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? How you guys doing today, man?
Have you ever attended a gender reveal before, Icky?
Have I ever did what?
Have you ever attended a gender reveal party?
No, I hadn't went to one of them, man. Hadn't been able to make it to one of them. But I don't even know what that is, actually.
Oh, it's where I actually had one a couple weeks ago where I'm having a child. I'm having and we reveal to the
the
gender. It's gonna
So what are you having?
I'm having a daughter. I'm having a baby girl.
All right. Well, congratulations, my friend.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I did the icky shuffle in celebration.
I hope you didn't pull a hamstring trying to do that thing now.
I am all good. we're of course talking to Icky Woods, who's a former stud NFL running back. He's here on behalf of Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats. They're gearing up for Pork Grind Appreciation Day. Before we get into some of the biggest stories in the NFL, Icky, tell us about Gridiron Greats and how great a need there is for something like this for pro football players.
Well, Gridiron Greats do a great job. So does Rudolph Foods with the appreciation, man. Just, you know, trying to help guys who are in dire straits and especially the older guys who didn't make the big money that these young guys are making now, and they're starting to have the health problems and everything. And Mike Ditka's outfit steps up, and Rudolph Food stepped up and did the Appreciation Day, man. And it's great, man. It's a great thing. They got my knees done for me. And so if you guys can support, that would be great. And you can go to the website. I'm pretty sure you guys got the website for the Southern Recipe Pork Rind. Yep. So give that information out, man. And you guys go on there. You got a chance to win $5,000 cash. And you also can help a great cause, man.
Icky, how bad were those knees? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, they were real bad, man. I had to get a total knee replacement on both of them. So, yeah, and they got that done for me, man. And I tell you, that was life-changing, brother.
Well, to stick with that real fast, how many guys, I mean, considering when you played, like you talked about, was a different era, that how many guys you know, friends of yours, former teammates, who in need of that sort of help as well? Is it a lot? Is it a few? What's the number?
Yeah, man, it's quite a bit, man. Because you know, when we came up, we wasn't making the money that these guys are making now. So, you know, so we didn't have a chance to be multimillionaire as soon as we signed our name on the dotted line, man. So we had to, once we got out, man, we had to get jobs and do things to survive, man. But you know, Mike Ditka's outfit, it's, you know, especially the guys that were before me, you know, they really wasn't making no money, you know. So, and those are the guys that's ailing now. I'm in my 50s. We're talking about guys who are in their 60s and 70s who really didn't, you know, really didn't have the player association that the guys got now, all the benefits that they got now. Those guys just didn't have it.
You know, Icky, it's interesting to hear you sort of talk about it because, man, you were a stud. When you were on the field, you know, in the NFL, when you were healthy, you were a stud. Do you sit around sort of wondering like what could have been now or like
no that? I don't harp on that, man. You know, life goes on, man. You know, I was blessed with six beautiful children. Now I'm blessed with seven beautiful grandbabies, man. So yeah. I don't harp on the past. We just move to the future and keep everything going, man, and try to stay healthy through this pandemic.
The way that the position has changed, right, since when you played in the NFL, it's been quite fast. It's come back a little bit because, you know, Dalvin and Christian McCaffrey and Kamara, these guys are getting paid, but it almost felt like, you know, when you played, you had to have a great running back. And even if you had to reach and draft them early in the first round, like that is just what you did. And then it kind of started to feel like, all right, running backs they got a little bit more phased out. You can get a talented guy in the third, fourth round. What do you think is the reason behind that? And do you think a day will come when running backs are, again, the priority in the NFL and get drafted in the first round regularly?
Well, you know, there's a few teams that the running back is primary. And Tennessee, your boy down there, Henry down there.
Yep.
So they got a few prominent running backs that are doing some good things right now. But it's a passing league, man. It's not a run league right now. It's a passing league, and everybody's doing the passing thing right now. So.
Speaking of the pass,
so the backs got to adapt and be able to catch the ball and be able to block.
Speaking of the passing game, how about Burrow? What have you thought of the rookie QB?
Love him, man. I love him. If we can get an offensive line down here, man, to help that kid, man, I think that kid can be something special, man. But it's just it's unfortunate that our offensive line is not a little bit better than or playing a little bit better than what they're doing, man. And it's just bad to see, man, the young kid out there giving his all, man, and they can't keep him upright.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to the great Icky Tough Woods situation. Here on the show, here on behalf of Gridiron Greats. The website that he mentioned earlier was southernrecipesmallbatch.com, gridirongreats.org, to learn more about how you can get involved. Icky, I know you've seen the news that Antonio Brown is eligible to return from his suspension after Week 8. The Seattle Seahawks apparently are one of the teams that is pushing to sign him. Are you in favor of that? Because we know how productive he is. We also know what he brings to a team in terms of his baggage and what he's done off the field. Where are you in Antonio Brown and giving him a second, third, fourth, whatever chance you want to call it?
Hey, man, you know, hey, the guy's a talent, man. It's going to be up to the organization whether they take a chance on him, man. I know I'd give him a shot, you know, especially Seattle's 5-0 right now, and I think that may be the piece of the puzzle they need to get over the hump. Hopefully he don't bring no problems, but like you said, he comes with a baggage, so you got to be ready for that.
How tough the Chiefs going to be to beat, though, Icky, with Le'Veon Bell now coming? I figure he's a complimentary piece. You're not being asked to do what you were with Pittsburgh and what folks thought you might do with the Jets. What's that going to look like with the Chiefs? Are they going to be unstoppable?
Oh, man, yeah, that's a piece of the puzzle that's going to help them toast. So we might see the Chiefs and the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So that might be just – but that's going to be a good thing to see, though, man. We always want to see a good game, man, and hopefully we can get it done.
And then you mentioned you're the father of six. What kind of advice would you give for our soon-to-be father here on the other side of the glass about doing it the right way?
Man, enjoy them. Enjoy every minute, you know, because they grow up fast. Before you know it, they're going to be up and walking, and they're going to be doing things, and you ain't going to know where the time went. So try to spend as much time with them and get to know them, man, because they grow up fast.
Amen. Icky, man, this was great
stuff.
It's
been an honor to talk to you, Icky.
We appreciate the time, as always. Hey, again, gridirongreats.org.
Pleasure's all mine, bro. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He is.
All righty.
Icky Woods, former NFL running back, Gridiron Great. The website, gridirongreats.org. I mean, if you look at sort of Icky's numbers, he only played
three seasons?
Four total.
38
four total.
Games or something like that?
Something along those lines. Let's see, 26, 28. Yeah, 37 games in his career.
One of them a Super Bowl.
But in his rookie year, which obviously was his best and his sort of he was actually most active in that season. He had 203 rushing yards, 203 rushes, 1,066 rushing yards, and 15 touchdowns. So he was incredibly productive. I mean, he was a touchdown magnet. And then, of course, he had ACL injuries and knee injuries that he talked about, and he never was quite the same.
I learned it, the Icky Shuffle.
You did learn it?
Oh, man, we did it. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like prime time's move when you're across the goal line.
Icky, oh, wow.
Icky had something. I can't think of many football player celebration dances that we learned like we did with the Icky Shuffle.
Interesting, yeah. Like, I guess you're right. I mean, we talked about a little bit about that, like Dirty Bird. The Dirty Bird was a dance, right?
Dirty Bird was Jamal Anderson.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Dirty Bird, Falcons. But, you know, individual touchdown celebrations, I'm not sure they're many higher on the list than old Ick.
I'm glad the NFL changed that rule where now you can at least do a little skit. You know, they got the bowling thing that the players do.
You think it's going too far the other way, though, now?
Maybe too much.
The entire team comes over, seeing a little bit of repeat and all that stuff. Seems to get.
I miss the old days where, I mean, dude, those celebrations were just out of pocket. I mean, dude, I mean, you have freaking Joe Horn pulling the cell phone out of the damn goal.
That was fantastic. But they get flagged for it, though.
Terrell Owens, you know,
that one, I still think they'd hit you for.
Yep.
Ocho Cinco used to have a ton of great celebrations.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
That cell phone one is my favorite, maybe.
Oh, it's iconic.
It's so good.
It's like a flip phone Nokia.
I love it.
T.O. going to the middle of the Cowboy Star was
awesome. that was
the most disrespectful one we've ever seen.
We need some
certainly memorable.
We need some disrespectful touchdown. I mean, like, I know Aaron Rodgers did the three pump after the Hingle McKringleberry.
Yeah, and the Bears did a Motown thing last year when they beat Detroit.
That was good.
You know, it's kind of a.
Mm-hmm. You know. I'm gonna be honest with you though. We need the petty celebrations back though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Ours was kind of want to be petty, but it's more kind of.
Yeah, like we need like the disrespect. We need the Chad Johnson level.
I'm gonna be mad at it. It's memorable.
I mean, Joe Horn pulling the damn cell phone out. I mean,
that was so good.
We need those back. Period. Yeah. I don't know how we probably never will get them back. You know,
the
star
one was iconic because they got so pissed about it.
It was the most.
They blasted him as soon as he got out.
Celebration in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, go to the middle.
It was like a U.S. flag for guy. It was like a redneck
like,
with a U.S.
Where's
flag.
Where's he running? Where's he running? He always running to the star.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The audacity.
Do you remember Chad Johnson doing the proposal celebration?
He proposed to the football or something? Yeah, kind of.
I thought did he not do it to the cheerleader?
Maybe some. Yeah. Oh, that one seems more memorable.
And
yeah.
Didn't he have a cape? Then he had a jacket.
He put the Hall of Fame jacket.
Yeah.
But that was on the sideline, though, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he did. You know, somebody didn't give it to him in the end zone.
I'm looking him up. In 2003, the NFL started handing out fines all over to players who did anything more than place the ball in the ref's hands. In response, Chad Johnson scored a touchdown and pulled a sign out saying, "Please, NFL, don't fine me again. P.S. Merry Christmas." I mean, Chad Johnson.
They've loosened up a little bit, but I still think they'd get you for a phone.
Randy Moss mooned the crowd in Green Bay.
Fake mooned. Fake moon. He acted like he was pulling down his pants.
What a guy.
So good.
What a guy, man.
And then you fast forward to last year in college football, and a dog whiz maneuver actually oust two college coaches in the end zone.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
With the peeing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Horn actually called his mom.
Legit?
Like, he made a phone call.
I don't think I knew that. I
thought he was just kidding.
Like, he got her on the line.
Yeah, like Odell Beckham, when he scored a touchdown against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, he, you know, went to the camera and said, "Hi, Mom." But Joe Horn actually called his mom.
That's hilarious.
What a legend. Joe Horn.
That's relatively tame for Beckham, too.
Wow. That's beautiful.
That's really tame. No, he proposed to the Mets.
How has he not done, like, a bathroom humor touchdown? So, I guess he hasn't gotten in the end zone very often.
Here's a trivia question I don't know the answer for. Who is the cat from the Cowboys that came at T.O. when he did that maneuver?
Oh, we've asked this question before, and I got it wrong. It's a safety that I got the name.
Terrell,
the name
George
wrong.
Teague.
It was Teague.
He lassos his ass.
Yep, George Teague. He got a $24,000 fine and a 1 week suspension, but he probably felt like it was worth it.
It was worth it to
you
him.
Know? Yeah. It's a $24,000 hit there, boys. And back then that was a lot of money. I mean, it's still a lot. It's a lot of money today, but goodness gracious. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you an exclusive offer to get started right now. They're giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. That's right, $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit is required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and even easier to lock it in, even for an old...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.